Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Sunshine came softly through my window today.
Welcome back to 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Dror Lever is our guest. Dror is the founder of Coronet, an award-winning cybersecurity organization helping small to medium companies protect themselves from the bad guys, the cyber bad guys, especially the ones who are focusing on ransomware. And Dror, before the break, I was asking you about ransomware and that it appears, you know, when they do break through, when they get in to your system because somebody let them in, basically somebody did something dumb they either were ignorant about or they just didn't do the right thing that they knew not to do. They got the bad guys get in, and then they control your system. And will you finish that? Remind people what it looks like when to allow ransomware to get in. What does it look like when they show up?
Okay, so first of all, ransomware is a type of malware. Malware is a malicious computer program that somehow gets into your organization. And then it can do numerous things. Malware is getting a lot of attention now simply because it's it's a good story, you know, because, the bad guys came in and hijacked your files. But malware can be just as bad because it can leak data, it can compromise personal records, and so forth and so on. So the way this works is you can get infected one of two ways. One is somebody sends you a file via email or via a shared file on a Dropbox or a Google Drive or something like that. You open that file, and that file was actually malicious. Or you download a file yourself. You go somewhere, you download a file from a source you think is safe and it's not. Mm-hmm. Or you browse through a site that has been infected, and that site infects your machine, and then it spreads over the rest of the organization.
Or they send an email. Ransomware can come in through phishing too, right?
Absolutely. So that's what I said before. One of the ways is somebody sends you an email with an attachment or with a link.
Or a link. Click on the link. It could just be a link. Go here to see that. You know, you may have won $1 million. Click here. You know, that kind of thing. They're getting better at that too, by the way.
Well, you know, they're a lot more sophisticated than that nowadays. It's not you've won $1 million. It's an email that comes from your admin that says, hey, please open this file. I need your approval.
Right.
Only it's not your admin who's
sent the email. But it sounds like it's from somebody that you know, that you would, who would want your approval.
Absolutely.
And that's how smart they're
Absolutely.
Getting.
Absolutely.
So then somebody hits it, somebody lets them in, and then what's the next thing that happens?
So it really depends on what kind of malware it is. Some malwares are very silent, meaning they're going to just install themselves on your computer and spy on you, waiting for you to do something they want to see. For example, enter your bank account number or
right.
your bank account password. Or some of them, as ransomwares do, will lock up your files and demand ransom, mm-hmm. meaning demand you pay for them to release your files back to you. So they encrypt your files, you can't access them, and then you need to pay them to release your files. In all of those cases, whether it's spyware or malware or viruses or ransomware, the damage is immediate and very disruptive. So mm-hmm. I look at the damage as two different
should you Should you pay the ransom?
It's our position, no. And I'll explain why. Because in many, many cases, you pay the ransom and they still don't release the file.
Mm-hmm.
So the only way we stop this is if all of us stop paying for it, and then it becomes very unattractive for the attackers to do this. But, you know, just like in real life, the FBI's recommendation is always not to pay a ransom, but to contact authorities.
Right.
In case of a real abduction, a real hijacking or abduction of a real person or an item. So the recommendation is never pay, always communicate with your authorities and work with them to recover.
Another thing that they're doing, if I'm not mistaken, Dror, is they will use your system as a zombie to send these things out. In other words, your system won't be affected other than maybe slowing down the processing, but they'll use your system as a zombie to spread this around other places so they don't get detected. Am I right about that?
You're absolutely right, and this actually leads to the second damage. The second damage is reputational damage. So, for example, if all of your customers are getting an email from you, please open this invoice urgently, and they open the invoice, and now you've just infected all of them with ransomware, beyond looking very, very foolish, you might actually lose customers. There is a reputational damage in play here.
That's right.
Where you've just caused damage unknowingly. It's not that you've done this, maliciously. I'm not, of course not. But you've just spread something. Your machines were used.
But it makes you look like you don't know what's going on, and your small local customers might not mind. They might get over it, but your corporate customers that you're dovetailing with, you're trying to become vertically integrated with, they will hold it against you, won't they, Dror?
Absolutely, and they might not award you any more business.
Ever.
And that's where the financial.
This is where the cost comes, folks. We come back, I'm going to get Dror to tell us how to avoid this and how to stop it if we get it. Tintel, Dror Lever, and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.